of dreams.
Another notch of crazy on the loony belt. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, Kinzel. I'm talking.
Oh!
Alright, everybody, it's time for a brand new episode of Planned Banter! Today on the show, Toy Fair, Toy Fair, Toy Fair, and more Toy Fair. I hope you guys are ready for toys, Toy Talk, because boy, we have a lot of it.
Toy Talk, say it 8 times fast.
Toy Talk, Toy Talk, Toy Talk, Toy Talk, Toy Talk. Anyway, I am your host, the subscription figure that people are very love it or hate it, despite my glorious golden armor and general funky pharaohness, Richard. Over there, they had to change his name because of a trademark dispute. It's Jason.
Yeah. I'm now Sunjay.
No, you're Jay Moon. Jay Sun. It's J-A-Y-S-U-N instead of the normal way.
This is Jay Moon.
Yeah. Pull off his chest plate and stick a gun on there. It's Michael.
Woo!
He has no idea what this weird, like, overweight chick with a broom with a face on it is. It's Chris.
Yeah, I really don't.
Joining
You're
us
right
fresh,
on the money there.
Fresh from the shores of London, the Peanut Gallery, in this case consisting entirely of Matt.
I'm about a toy in years, so I'm going to be quiet as heck for this episode.
You're not getting any of those robots, spirits, like Death Sky, Hell, Custom, Serial, whatever, blah, blah, blah?
Trash bags full of Robotech figures.
That was one time.
That will live in history forever.
Exactly. I think I've never seen any more toys again.
Alright, so Toy Fair this year. You know, overall, looking at this, hearing and seeing things, and knowing things, man, I don't know, like, I wasn't wild about it this year for some reason.
I didn't feel it was a crazy good year. I'm also not into Hasbro stuff, and I know a lot of people like that, though I know you are, and you weren't even into it all that much.
G.I. Joe stuff was really cool. It's just I don't know anything about release dates or pricing.
And apparently one of the cooler things that I was into was already at Wonderfest. I didn't know that Michael Jackson was at Wonderfest.
Oh, was he? I didn't see anyone talk about that at all.
I know. That was crazy, but apparently it was.
That must have been on the last day.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, usually Toy Fair starts on like a Friday and runs through like a Monday, but this year I think it started on a Sunday and ran through Wednesday.
Yeah. Yes.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Maybe that's part of it. I don't know.
It was wacky. I don't know.
But Hasbro also had like a
Saturday
thing
on Saturday.
Yeah. Okay. So Hasbro's thing was on Saturday. I don't know. I'm not seeing a lot of really strong reactions to stuff, but I've seen people say that this was a really impressive Toy Fair. David actually tweeted that, like, you know, it's an interesting Toy Fair when a Masterpiece Grimlock re-release at an affordable price isn't even big news or is a footnote or something.
I didn't think anything was super great this year. A couple of things were really neat. Oh.
Well, I mean,
Hey, Chris.
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're talking about Toy Fair.
Talking about what?
Toy Fair.
Okay.
Oh, there he is. Okay. So, yeah. Well, I mean, starting from the beginning, I guess Hasbro showed off stuff first. It's just that what they showed off, I wasn't really, like, super enamored with. I mean, I'm looking for the follow-up on where that mystery wave of Marvel Legends is. That's like my big concern right now. The wave that had like Tiger Shark and Radioactive Man and Blizzard and whoever in it. And the Build-A-Figure was Jubilee. I don't know. They didn't say anything. But okay. I mean, Jubilee was fully tooled, so I mean, they would have to do that. The other figures were just probably like repaints with the exception of maybe Radioactive Man's
Jubilee
tunic.
Jubilee is a tool.
I'm sure they'll come out somewhere. Hopefully not as like a direct market exclusive or a retailer exclusive.
I prefer not.
Yeah, unless it's an Amazon exclusive, because that's the nice thing about Amazon exclusives is they actually stock them. They actually order things. It's great. I really like that. I don't like having to, you know, pay $28 a piece for Wolverine Legends.
Do you want to break it down by company?
Just to build Puck. Sure, yeah. The one Marvel Legends wave they revealed was the Guardians of the Galaxy movie wave, which is, you know, that's cool. I'm very excited for the Nova in it, and
yes.
I will buy the Cosmic Iron Man to build Groot. But it's cool that they're doing, like, the split waves, but at the same time, the very first minute I heard that they were revealing a Guardians wave, I was like, oh, sweet, they're going to have that comic Star-Lord they showed the sketch of or the test shot of at the end of SDCC last year, and that's nowhere to be found. So I don't really know what's up with that.
So what is it the movie Star-Lord?
No, the movie Star-Lord is, he's in that wave. It's all the movie characters plus Nova from Annihilation and then the Cosmic Armor Iron Man.
The armor that I hate?
Yeah, the duck face thing.
Yeah.
Or even more duck face than Extremist.
Yeah. Wait, does he come with the stupid rocket pipes?
You know, I don't know. He does. I think he comes with Groot's leg. Actually, with my luck, he'll come with Groot's torso, but, you know, we'll see.
Did they break it down by, what did you think of the, well, I guess that was it for most of the Transformers was...
Yeah, it was just mostly Age of Extinction stuff. They showed off a couple of weird things, like there's a new Skybite coming, which, I mean, that's cool. And they showed the Jetfire, which, you know, remains to be seen. Like, that was spoiled a little while ago. I'm still not sure what Harmony Gold thinks of that.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Oh. Briefing.
The Jetfire doesn't really look like 100% like a Valkyrie, but it's close enough to probably make people nervous.
You got a picture of it?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a picture from a distance.
Yeah, it's close to a Valkyrie.
Yeah, it's close enough. The robot mode doesn't look like that. But, you know, I was disappointed that they didn't show any new little Creo micro changer guys, because I do like those quite a bit. I mean, they did show some Creo sets.
Those? Huh? Are they going to stop the micro changers?
No, it's just all movie stuff.
Okay.
I mean, they're doing this thing where they're splitting it up like Star Wars, and they're going to have, like, which, I mean, you know, it kind of already was, and that there's stuff for collectors, and then there's, like, a generic, cheaper retail line. But that's what they're doing with, particularly with the movie stuff, is there's like really kiddified things with, like, you know, button transformations that you press, and then there's like more elaborate, like slightly more expensive movie models. And, you know, they showed a couple of other things. I'm excited for Roadbuster, which, you know.
Yeah.
He's one of the wreckers.
Button transformation? You mean you don't even transform yourself anymore?
Yeah, I mean, you know, kids probably get impatient.
Jesus.
What? Hey, I mean, when I, like, back through Beast Wars, I used to be able to know how to transform all of my Transformers from memory. Now I have so many of the damn things that, you know, I usually have to get out the instructions.
Yeah. And,
you know, like, the masterpieces, I always go by the instructions. Like, I'm not fucking around with something that cost me, like, $100, so.
Yeah, I guess that's true, yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I used to be able to transform, like, Rampage from memory, and he's relatively complicated. You know. Sadly, I have a real life now, so it's not as easy to just remember whatever.
He's a real boy.
You know. And they showed a Creo Pterodrome. I'm excited for the G.I. Joe 30th anniversary stuff, but, like, the past, like, couple of weeks, like, I've been, like, putting all of my G.I. Joes into, like, acid-free bags and putting them inside of, like, little Tupperware containers to take to my storage unit. And looking at that, I'm like, man, you know, I'm excited. At the same time, I have a lot of fucking G.I. Joes. Like, for a while there, I just kept finding carded snow serpents, like, in my house. Like, I just, like, you know, I would, like, open a box, and they'd be like, oh, here's 4 carded snow serpents. Like, what the hell?
Well, then you should probably just put them all on zip lines in your kitchen.
Those are the Red Ninjas, thank you.
I know!
Is there a new Cobra Commander for this 30th anniversary?
They put out a Cobra Commander recently in, like, one of the last waves of Retaliation figures. It's called Ultimate Cobra Commander, and it is super nice. I bought one from HTS.
I saw that. I didn't get a chance to get one yet.
I think it might still be on HTS.
Oh, okay.
So, Hasbro Toy Shop.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad we're getting that Baroness and that Destro. Yeah, like, a lot of the G.I. Joe figures were from this cabinet at JoeCon a couple of years ago that was all like, here were things we were going to do in the 30th anniversary line before Retaliation came along and kind of took up all of our resources, and everyone was like, no, this is really cool. And it was all really cool. So we're getting some of it.
Yo, Joe.
Well, at least you get that.
Yeah. Oh, and they showed more reveals for Marvel Universe than they did for Legends, which was sad because I saw a lot of them and I was very excited that they were Marvel Legends figures, and then they turned out to be, you know, Star Wars scale, and it was just like, oh. Well, cool. Star Wars people get a Death's Head, so good for them.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Is it true the movie got delayed? So 2016 now? Star Wars? Sorry.
The new Star Wars?
I've not heard anything.
Until December or something.
Oh, okay.
So that's the release date. It's December.
December? Really?
Yep.
This is going to feel fucking weird.
Isn't it, though? I don't like it.
Yeah, like, it seems weird to complain about a movie's release date, but Star Wars is like a summer thing.
Guys. Yeah, exactly.
Like, don't make it into Lord of the Rings. Oh, but at the same time, who knows? Maybe the next Star Wars will be out that following summer, and we'll have two of them a year, and it will get horribly wearisome. Well, let's do Mattel, because, you know, why not? All right, so first, the thing I'm less excited about. The last DC figures coming out from Mattel that are, like, in the scale that me and Jace have been collecting forever are going to be a bunch of Superpowers tributes.
Woo!
Woo! Yay! Everyone gets their brown Calibac.
Brown Calibac!
You know, whatever. And gold Superman.
Gold Superman!
And Hal Jordan repainted to be the Riddler.
Yeah, it's even better. I can't wait for that. That is so important to me as a collector.
Wasn't it actually Green Lantern Riddler? Like, didn't they... It's like actually Hal Jordan?
Yeah. No, it's not meant to be Hal Jordan. It's meant to be the Riddler. It's just they were cheap, and that's what they did back in the day.
Oh.
It's life.
Yeah. Super Amigos.
Super Amigos.
Which I believe is also where Gold Superman comes from. And there was a Mr. Mitchell plick that I was excited to get, and then I actually saw it, and that thing is fucking terrifying, and I don't want it in my house.
he does look horrible.
Wait. I mean, I'm not saying it's inaccurate or anything. It's just like, it's like they did too good a job of making him look realistic for some reason. I don't know. Maybe paint will help soften some of the more terrifying details.
So those suck.
And then there's like, you know, like a less golden colored Wonder Woman with more pastel colors.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to get any of those.
I'll get the Superman. Maybe. I'm excited for the Superman because we only have the Royal Blue Superman with the really, really thick cape and the wide stance. So I'm excited for that. It's going to suck to pay $30 for it.
Are they retail or not? They're just on the site?
I believe they're just on the site.
Okay. Then I won't get the Superman because it's $30 and I don't care that much. I'd get it if it were retail so I could use coupons.
Price $30 each. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I guess we'll find out. Maybe they'll find some kind of a retail deal or something, or only through
Maddie Collector direct. In the fall for $30 each.
There you go. Maddie Collector. Yeah. Like a bass.
And, you know.
I don't need it that much.
No buys.
Especially if we're getting giant Skeletors.
No buys.
Man, like, I keep wondering, who is it that's buying these, like, huge repros of old action figure molds, like these, like the Gentle Giant, like, you know, vintage Star Wars figures that are like 18 inches tall and
$300. I talked to John.
I'm not saying everyone who buys these are like that.
They came up with the idea, like, if they put if they put like full size versions of mini comics with it, reprinted or full trades or something with it. Or extra weapons for the characters that we already have or something like that. Some kind of extra incentive with the giant figures. The skills where they showed off, like, swiveled. So at least that's something. This has the old action feature. And that was cool, I guess.
I mean, big fucking spring in that thing, then.
$80 seems, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I would rather they just sell, like, accessory packs or trades of the old mini comics by themselves. And me not have to buy, like, a gigantic, you know... hunk of plastic that I don't want.
Speaking of Masters of the Universe, I guess because of Toy Fair, I was reading an article that someone had posted about the rarer original Masters of the Universe toys. and it was showing a He-Man that was a Wonder Bread He-Man.
Wonder Bread. He was the first exclusive we got for the Club Eternia was a $1.
Yeah, he was the first sub-exclusive.
Yeah, he comes with a piece of bread.
I mean, it was just He-Man repainted. I had one. He's got Zodak armor.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was the thing. I mean, the original one was, he had the Zodak armor and stuff, and he's apparently worth, like,
$1,500
Oh, well, then again, I didn't know that Scareglow was apparently one of the rarest figures in the world. I have three of those things carded somewhere.
I've got Scareglows.
Like, they're in my parents' attic.
I had two Scareglows because the first one of mine broke.
Oh, see,
so like, I played with my toys.
Well, I had an open Scareglow.
No, sure, I know. I'm saying, like, I played hard with them is what I meant to say. Like, in sandboxes and shit. I had a lot of stories.
You know.
Bathtub.
I have one broken vintage He-Man figure, and I believe it's... Oh, it's Jitsu. His foot broke off.
My Battle Armor He-Man, his chest exploded.
Hit him against the counter too many times, huh?
Yeah, and so... At one point in time, I just had him lying prone on the ground with Battle Armor Skeletor reaching into his chest.
I had a Triclops that I left in the yard, and because he has that green outfit on, my dad ran over him with a lawnmower. So he was shredded to millions of pieces. But he got me another one, so.
It was either Batman or Batman Returns, the figure where his belt comes out, and it's like on a string, so it's like a grappling hook repelling thing.
Yes.
I tried to recreate the scene from the first Batman movie where he, like, lets go of Vicki Vale, and he fell off the balcony, and he shattered to it. So a piece of Batman did not survive the fall. I killed off Matt Michael Keaton.
let's see, what are the Club Eternias?
They revealed Rio Blast. That's really...
really the only one, I think.
Of, like, the mainline stuff. I mean, the big reveal, obviously, was...
Club Etheria?
Was Club Etheria. And people seem very midline about it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We were all talking about it on Twitter, like, last week, that...
No one's complaining?
No one's complaining, but at the same time, people don't seem super excited.
It's exactly what I... Well, my first comment was, I think it's apathy, and I'm pretty sure I'm right, because, like... The talk of MOUTC is pretty low past Toy Fair. I think people care that much because they had one figure in the main line in Club Etheria, and I don't think a lot of people want that. And I think the reason people aren't complaining is because they don't care and they don't want them. I think it's pretty clear.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I want them. I'm not saying I don't want them. I love what they showed. I'm glad for all of them. I don't think anyone else really cares that much.
Yeah, I mean, I will take any Princess of Power figure over Nepthu.
Please.
Like, please. Get that thing, and my heart is filled with nothing but hatred.
Like you. I hate you.
You know, at least Plundor, like, you know, I can have him getting, like, kicked in the face, you know, by, like, you know, Kamen Rider and stuff.
I mean, I think it's shitty. I think it's shitty that he was in the main line, so.
Well, then again, with how Strongarm turned out, like, I don't really know, man, because I was expecting him to be a better figure than he kind of was.
He kind of was pretty much there.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think that Filmation sub kind of turned out shitty.
I think the first three figures were cool.
I'm talking about the whole wave just turned out shitty overall.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, nothing could make up for Nepthu, you know? And sadly, Seahawk, like...
Oh, God, and I was so excited for him, too.
You know,
I'm so excited to have Seahawk.
He's fine. It's just,
like,
man, he looks gigantic. Huge chest covering thing.
So.
And, you know, I like Batros and Shakoti. I mean, Shakoti was the highlight of it for me.
Shakoti is awesome and kind of worth it. Batros is – I'm very okay on Batros. I still look at him, and I never – I mean, I don't know. He's okay. He looks kind of thrown together, and that's okay. I put him at the end. What are you going to do? I mean, Octavia, that came in the regular line, though, right?
Yeah, she was like the August figure last year.
Yeah, so –
I don't know, but they really only showed Rio Blast, which, I mean, you know, I'm fine with that because Rio Blast is awesome. He was, like, one of my favorites as a kid, and, like, the only thing I had to go by anything with him was his mini comic.
Right, right.
Like, I don't know if there's any other fiction associated with him whatsoever, so, I mean, you know, he's just a cowboy cyborg thing.
I just love the toy. He's fucking
awesome. He's a cool toy. He's a Transformer without being a Transformer, so, which is funny because it's what they were going for.
And the gun does come on the flap chest, so we'll get that.
Oh, is he the one that had the wheel on his?
No, that's Dragstor.
That's Dragstor.
I'm still waiting on him because he was like my favorite.
Dragstor's cool.
Like, he was one of my absolute favorites. The one that you guys were talking about. He was never in anything else. I mean, Dragstor appeared in like a couple of mini comics and maybe a storybook or two, but you know, Rio Blast is like, he's just there. He has his mini comic that I believe was included with him and maybe Thunder Punch He-Man.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited about Rio Blast. I bought his, what do you call that thing? Shit, the Staction figure.
Well, the Staction figure was cool.
Yeah, Staction figure was
awesome. I wish they would, like, I mean, I know he already has, like, a million extra parts as it is, but it'd be cool if they included, like, a little hand cannon he had to slip over his fist.
Yeah, I agree. And Light Hope is one of the best exclusives they've done so far. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Is that the one that looks like an Aztec god?
Yeah.
Yeah, Funky Pharaoh.
Funky Pharaoh.
That's he's got like movie Skeletor's golden armor on from the end of the movie on top of like a translucent pink body. It's cool. Some people don't like him at all. Some people have said he looks ridiculous, but whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, fuck. Whoa. Some people are saying that something in Masters of the Universe Classics looks ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wacky. I know they made him look...
These Princess of Power figures are too much. I'm out. I'll take you, B-Man, but not you, chick with pink hair.
They teased...
That's where I draw the line.
They teased Sweet B, so we'll get that.
So that just means one Club Etheria figure they haven't revealed.
I mean, he does. I think he looks like movie Skeletor. Don't you? A little bit. I mean, maybe that's where you get some of the power from, eventually, when he turns into it. Which is my speculation in the line.
But we know four of the six, well, five of the six figures.
Five?
Or four.
Oh, yeah, Sweet Bee, yeah.
So Sweet Bee is the fifth? They showed Entrapta.
Yeah, Entrapta.
Double Trouble, double, who's now Double Mischief.
Double Mischief. Just pay. Just pay for it.
Who copyrighted that?
God damn. Let's see.
And I saw the two little animals.
Oh, and Madame Raz.
Madame Raz. So that's just...
But there's the two little animals, too, isn't there?
They're a chase figure on the website. Like Spirit of Hordak was, which is, you know, that's cool.
Well, Sweet Bee would be the fourth, though, right? Is Light Hope is the exclusive, so...
Yeah.
That just comes separate, right?
Yeah. So she'd be the fourth. So we know four of the six, plus Light Hope.
Okay.
I mean, I would bet anything one of them is Angela.
It would have to be.
So.
Oh, she's in Master Universe too?
No, if they were going to put her somewhere, like this is just where they're going to put all of like the Princess of Power figures. They don't think anyone who's collecting the main line would ever be able to, you know, be happy with buying.
Oh, and Pika Blue, someone found in the Monster High.
Waist
area.
Clip
they
thing
had the waist clip that looked like Peekaboo, so some think that was a tease.
Maybe so.
And I think Peekaboo is ripe for this because she's ridiculous and wonderful. And I can't wait for Peekaboo if she comes out because I love Peekaboo.
Well, good. And I think that would take us through like most of the ancillary Princess of Power characters.
Yep, so that's pretty much Mattel, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
Cool.
Like, it seems like it was just like, oh, and they teased a book that when Jay showed it to me, I thought it was Eldor, but I don't know what anyone else thinks.
I think it is Eldor at this point. When they opened the book, the pages were on hinges, so you can flip back and forth, and that's kind of like the concept Eldor or whatever.
Oh, the Book of Power or whatever? Yeah.
So it'll probably be him.
That guy had some interesting news.
Who's Eldor?
He was like
the sorceress
for Son of He-Man.
Like, during the pre-Turnia era thing that they were going to go with, where it was, like, Hero, the most powerful wizard in the universe that they were planning on going with.
And, speaking of NECA, don't fucking make jokes about RoboCop 3 toys anymore on Twitter. Because then they will listen and make them.
That's what me and David were joking. Because he said he saw a sculpt of the sniper rifle from the first movie, and I was like... And he thought that might mean they're making, like, likeness rights. And I was like, oh, maybe they're getting really crazy and they're going to do, like, a whole line of figures and, you know, have, like, Clarence Boddicker and Jetpack RoboCop.
The Jetpack one.
And here he is.
Or wait, he said, I thought it might be likeness rights and they're going to do an unmasked one. And I was like, well, either that or it's going to come with, like, some weird RoboCop 3 version. But then we'd had to remember RoboCop 3 existed.
Yeah. I was about to say, Jetpack RoboCop 3?
The two Japanese robots with the katanas, the girl that hacks into Ed 209. Yeah.
I have the right to be as loyal as a puppy.
Yeah, so he's
out. Oh, Jesus.
My girl. Oh, my girl.
Yeah, I don't really need it.
Yeah.
It's cool for the people that want it, but man, like, one, the jetpack looks way dorkier than I remember.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does.
Pacific Rim, I didn't really look at because I don't really care about the Pacific Rim figures at this point. But did you see anything that tickled your fancy?
I didn't. You know, I was interested in maybe getting some of them, but the quality control on them is so spotty that I just can't.
And I know
like, I'm not spending $20 on a figure that breaks.
And every time you say that, someone always says, well, the first wave was supposed to be Walmart, so it was crappy, but I don't trust it at this point, overall.
Weird. I mean, I don't know. I saw a Leatherback in them when I was in Nuremberg inside of that one comic store.
It's like every kid on that stupid kaiju thing that I'm on. I was like, it was Walmart, so you should love these figures. You should give
Walmart?
It a pass.
I never saw Walmart even care.
And they wanted to sell
Rim.
A Walmart, so they made a ton of them, even though I don't believe that. Because
I don't
didn't
believe
make
that at all,
because
you can't find
you
that
can't
first
make
wave.
Exactly. You can't find them. They didn't make a ton of them, and they were just shitty.
Like, a friend wanted me to help her find some of them for her friend's little boy for Christmas,
yeah,
and I was like,
impossible.
You know,
give
like, you may just have to pay $30 for one and get it shipped Amazon Prime from a seller, because I think that's as cheap as it's going to get, unless you want to start exploring like other cities.
Yeah.
So
I could not find those figures at all.
Yeah.
I mean, there are not a lot of Crimson Typhoons in the world, guys.
There's a lot of Planet of the Apes toys.
Oh, Jesus.
What about Alien? What do you think of the Alien stuff?
The Alien stuff is really cool. I'm excited for the Power Loader and the Alien Queen. I'm curious how much the price is going to be, and I am wondering if Mecha is going to have the quality control skated out that they didn't for ED-209. Like, if I had not just got received ED-209,
yeah,
like, days before with, like, the marks on his dome and, like, the loose wire on his cannon and all this other stuff where it's just like, this is really killing my mojo, guys. You know, I would probably be more excited for this, but, I mean, we'll see.
The, I do like the little playset for them.
Wait, is that a thing they're selling? I thought it was just a display.
No. They've put it out every time, and I want it.
I mean, it's cool that they're getting ambitious with the Aliens license. When I was in Hastings yesterday, I saw the egg with the facehugger.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is cool. I don't know if I want to pay $30 for
it. Yeah, $30 is a bit much, but it looks nice.
Yeah, it's cool that it makes lights and sounds.
And Bishop looks nice. But we'll see when they actually put him out. He might be shitty.
Yeah, I just... If I was as impressed with the first wave of Aliens figures as I was with the Dutch wave of Predators, then I would be all about this. Trust me.
And speaking of that, though, the Aliens thing and the Kaiju... I remember this Kaiju collectors group on Facebook for... Oh, Chris is gone. Well, whatever. He'll call back. Oh, there he is. Hey, Chris.
Sorry.
It's okay. So this collector's group, they put the some guy was like, everyone's really excited about the big chap figure arts or monster arts, and I'm pretty happy with these NECA ones. And I was like, and then my comment was, I wasn't too happy with the quality of the Aliens humans that came out. And you would have thought that I killed a puppy or something at that point, because everyone just shut the fuck all over it. They're like, this thing is great for $16, this price point. They're amazing sculpts, and you get so much stuff with it, and they look great. I'm like, God, these people just don't fucking buy toys at this. Like, I mean, they just don't collect. That's all I can think of. This is the only toys they've ever bought, are this and Monster Arts. That's it, because if they really think those first wave of Aliens look great, I don't
the
know
Alien
what
looks fine.
I said the Alien looks fine. And I said the humans, though.
Hey, Hudson
my point
and,
was just the humans.
Hicks.
Hudson and Hicks, like, they probably would have looked better if not for one, terrible paint. Terrible, terrible, terrible paint on every one of them I saw. And trust me, I looked.
I did, too. I bought the stupid things because I had coupons. I just want to get something. And I put them in a box, stuck them there.
Like, terrible paint and extreme facial expressions. Like, I don't even know what the hell Hicks is doing. Isn't he, like, sneering or something? But Hudson's, like, yelling.
Yeah. I don't know what Hicks is up to. I'm trying to find this thread so I could show you, like, these fucking people. Well, whatever.
I mean, for $16, they are pretty decent when, you know, you're paying $25 at this point for, like, a He-Man figure.
Yeah, but I would rather pay $25 and get something really nice than $16 and get something below average.
Yeah, I would rather have just, like, not paid the Mondo guy to paint the ED-209 box and taken out the sound chip and had a figure that wasn't broken and had, like, stippling on his dome.
I'll take NECA Aliens and Predator over SH Monster Arts any day. So...
Yeah, I saw your picture of that on Facebook, Richard. That sucks.
Yeah.
So
send it back.
I'm going to talk to Big Bad Toy Store about it. I meant to this week, but it just got ahead of me. I mean, I'm Bishop looks pretty solid, you know, unless he has terrible paint. He doesn't have a weird, like, oh, no, what is that facial expression? So
ugly looking teeth. And maybe a knife.
Yeah, man, like...
A knife.
And they announced Ripley.
They did it. They announced Ripley.
But they didn't show Ripley.
Which, that's cool. I'm excited. I will buy Ripley. If Ripley is half as nice as Dutch, then she'll be incredible. You know?
Yep. That's what I'm hoping.
I mean, maybe Dutch did kind of spoil me.
But, I mean, one of the points that the guy made was, like,
I mean, NECA's always
they knew Dutch was going to be a huge seller, so they made him... Like, they put a lot of money into this tooling or something, which I believe...
Dutch was worth the money because they knew they could do a lot of...
Yeah, but also, like, just don't make shitty variations of him. If you know they're going to turn out well, and then have everyone apathetically enjoy them. So, there you go. There are my grievances on the matter.
Well, I would have gladly bought that Alien 2-pack with the alien with the weird bullet squibs coming out of its head, the one they have in Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Because they gave Hicks, like, a new head, but they just gave him another weird head.
A weird head, yeah.
Or it may just be the same head with new paint on it. I don't know. I'm like, guys, like, I don't care. I'll buy, like, you know, wiping his ass with leaves Dutch, as long as it's still, like, a nice figure.
Wiping his ass.
And NECA also announced Godzilla. They showed 1994 Godzilla. And I don't really like him. What is your impression of him, Richard?
I don't really have an opinion. I mean,
his color is wrong, so that should be enough for people to not buy it, but I don't think they care that much, apparently. I don't know. Whatever. His color's just off. It is not correct.
I mean, the accuracy thing, I'm not necessarily, like,
oh, you wanna look?
Hyper obsessed with, as long as it's, like, a fun toy to play with.
I guess.
I mean, if that figure is as nice as Dutch, then I'm fine with it. If it's not, then I'm not going to bother.
I mean, I don't know why you'd bother if you're just going to paint him the wrong color, though. That just seems odd. I don't know.
Well, that way they can get you to buy that and not threaten, monster arts version when it comes out later.
I'm not going to buy it. Pending
license. The monster arts is accurate, though.
Well, maybe they'll not approve this.
What color is he supposed to be?
Darker.
Here,
he's
darker. He just looks like forest green.
Yeah, he's like a bright green here. He's way darker and a little more grayish green. And I'm not sure the luminance on the back. I don't know. He looks okay. I mean, if people dig him, that's great.
He's pending final licensure approval, though, Jace.
I'm hoping that Toho's like, eh. The skin texture looks odd to me, too. I'm being picky. I'm aware I'm being picky, but I have a right to be. Fuck it. I don't care. I can be picky if I want. And he looks eh. So, we'll see. But I mean, if everyone enjoys him and that's what they're into, more power to you. Buy him. Go ahead. No problemo.
Now, there was a dearth of halfway decent Godzilla figures for a very long time. So
very true. That was all vinyl figures.
Yeah, for something like 20 years.
Yeah. So, and they also showed, I don't think NECA showed it, but Jack showed the new Godzilla. And fat ass.
Ugh.
He looks
Scrotezilla.
Shitty. God, he looks ugly.
What did you call him?
Scrotezilla. His neck looks like a big ball sack.
So NECA's done. You want to do Figure Arts?
Sure.
Figure Arts probably had my favorite reveals of the year.
Mario looks awesome.
Well, I pre-ordered Mario before the show.
Yeah, he's been up on Amazon for 3 weeks now.
I think it looks cool. And
I saw that one. It does look cool.
And I was not excited when they announced the Mario license, just because I was just expecting something different, I guess. Because
so many people have had the Mario license have done such, you know,
shitty jobs. Yeah, yeah. And maybe I was just down on it because, I don't know, I was figured they would add something to, like, Monster Arts or something, or new anime license. But I'm very pleased with the Mario figure and the look and the accessories and the packs that you can get separate and you can get as many as you want. And I think that's a great idea. So I'm aboard with that. And Mario looks cool as shit. Michael Jackson from Smooth Criminal is awesome. Can't wait. I'm very excited about him. His bass is his shadow when he's leaning. So it doesn't get better than that. I mean, that's just clever.
That is pretty cool.
And I never got the Michael Jackson Figma.
Figma.
Yeah,
that does look pretty cool. Not gonna lie.
I don't know. They could just keep making Michael Jackson forever. I'd buy every single Michael Jackson figure arts they ever made. Do it all.
Get that one.
Do them all. Please.
I mean, I would get that, and I would probably get Bad. The Figma was like Thriller, Bad. Wasn't it?
I think the Figma was Thriller. Yeah. I like Thriller.
Well, he had a red jacket, so
I would get the beaded one. I'd get every music video of Michael Jackson. Throw him out there. I'll take it.
The black and white one.
Do it.
The Scream one.
Yeah, when he saw it, he was like, I want Michael Jackson from Scream.
That's the first one I thought. I'd love that video.
No,
and
just
I
get
love
a two-pack
costume.
With Michael and Janet. Janet. Yeah.
And then I said I want the Jackson 5. And then Jesse Jackson.
All the Jacksons.
No, every Jackson.
And then Bo Jackson?
I did say Bo Jackson.
He did. Curtis Jackson.
Curtis Jackson. I had a lot of Jacksons in there. I can't remember them now, but
yeah, you know.
They were there. I'll take any Jackson. And they showed Naruto. Figure arts Naruto from Shippuden, but they don't have a picture of it here.
They looked pretty good.
I think the Naruto looks cool.
And I'm all about licensing these Shonen Jump properties for this thing.
I think it's great. And apparently when Tamashii and Bluefin were taking opinions in America and Japan, like Naruto was the number one they wanted. So they made him. I don't know.
All right, then.
Isn't that wacky?
It is a little bit. Not One Piece?
No. Well, they apparently already tried to make figure arts One Piece.
They did.
And no one wanted them.
Yeah.
That was the apparently part. No
when
one
I was
them.
In Paris, or 2 years ago, I guess now almost, when I was in one of their comic stores, they had a whole bunch of Namis that were figure arts. And I was like,
yeah, I still see
like,
them
I didn't even
websites.
Know these had happened.
Yeah, I still see them on websites once in a while. That no one wants them.
Well, I think they have too many costume changes if there's no one version anyone wants.
And also
the Figure Arts Zeros do really well, though,
yes,
don't
they? Yes,
they
do. Yeah, they even said that in an interview. They said the Figure Arts Zeros do way better than the Figure Arts Classic.
But I still think the best-selling thing for that is, like, the Portrait of Pirates figures.
Yeah.
You know, Zeros. The statues. Oh, okay.
Sigma, which everyone was very excited for Sigma, and then he turned out to be a Zero, so.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like at the Goku that's got all the cool shit around him. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, they look nice, but I'm not going to get them. I'll just wait for the figures.
Yeah, I don't know if Eiichiro Oda's art style really suits action figures very well, because everyone has such willowy limbs.
That, and I also think that the audience for that just doesn't buy articulated action figures. I don't know. I just think it's a different audience.
Maybe.
Even though it's a bigger
audience.
It's a bigger audience.
75%
obviously.
Of the country.
Yeah, it's a bigger audience. But
so what's after?
There's that. And did you see anything else from Tamashii or Bluefin or whatever that?
Well, they said Sailor Jupiter for a little bit.
Sailor
right?
Jupiter, that's right. They did show her.
And last week at Wonderfest, they showed Sailor Saturn.
Sailor Saturn. So
just a test shot though.
Yeah,
a prototype.
Can't wait for her. I think we talked about that.
Yep.
Where did you guys see Jupiter at?
Oh, they just had her pose with the rest of them.
Yeah. What was the side of it? You got like a picture of her?
No.
Nope.
I can't find
apparently
it.
Apparently not.
They don't have her up. You can just Google it.
I'll see if I can find her.
So, yeah, there was plenty of that going on. Right then. How about McFarlane, Undertaker, and Macho Man? Anyone see those?
No.
I did not.
I don't know. I know Scott, my friend Scott, who's the biggest Undertaker fan that may have ever existed. he really wants that statue. So we'll see if he gets it or not. I'd like to try to help him get it because I know he's a big fan. Boy, he loves Undertaker. I mean, so much. Oh, man. I don't know how much to go into that, but they have plenty of it. Star Wars Black. We didn't mention Star Wars Black.
Oh, it has Hasbro. Whoops.
Oh, my God.
We'd moved on already.
Too bad. We're back.
No, we've moved on already.
So, Series Black, Jabba, and Biker Scouts.
Yeah, the Biker Scouts.
Deluxes. They look nice.
They also showed a Vader, right?
They showed Vader. He's got a cloth cape. He looks kind of stupid. I mean,
and another you tell trooper.
Me. I mean, I don't think the cloth cape works for this 6-inch look. It just looks kind of plain.
I don't know. We'll see.
But, you know, they had the mask off. What is going on, Chris?
What do you mean?
You're making lots of noises.
I was typing.
You're, like, breathing into your microphone.
I'll stop breathing.
You gotta
I'll hold my breath till I get what I want.
Oh, and they showed Jedi Luke.
Jedi Luke, who looks nice, actually. I'm kind of excited about him. Because he's...
Is that Return of the Jedi Luke?
Yeah.
Sweet.
And they gave him, like...
The one glove?
The face
that
looks more like Episode 4. So he doesn't leave a motorcycle accident. Or a Wampa attack. It's a pretty good choice. He looks nice. I mean, we'll see how they turn out because I've been pretty hot and cold on these. There's another Sand Trooper, so if you didn't get one before, you can get one now.
One that's less dirty.
Yeah.
A clean Sand Trooper.
And Chewbacca. The show Chewbacca. I think he's in Wave 2 this year with Weird Face Anakin.
Yeah, no, like, I was talking about this on Twitter. Like, so far the human likenesses in Star Wars Black have left me a little cold.
Actually, the face for Luke in that first wave looks really nice. I just didn't buy the figure.
Yeah, it does. It's just, you know, I didn't buy it because it's like, well, I'm never going to have an X-Wing for this because it would be $300.
And maybe I just don't like the look of the clone trooper, but I just don't like that.
Well, it's based on that digital model, so...
Yeah, I just don't like it.
When they redid the sculpt they made a brand new sculpt of the clone trooper for, you know...
Yes.
The vintage figures, it was more in alignment with that digital model, and it does look really,
really
like,
odd.
Super clean, and... I mean, it's cool. I don't mind it.
Biker Scout, I think, is...
Biker
I like
Scout
the Biker
cool.
Scout the
I
best
might just
one.
Buy him to have him.
I would have...
I love the Biker
I
Scout.
I love... Biker Scouts are my favorite of all of the...
Because they're the stupidest of all stormtroopers.
They are so dumb. They look like they're wearing ball caps. Like, they just look dumb. They look so stupid.
Those are the ones on Endor, right?
Yeah.
I love those guys.
They're
the one where, like, you know, I think one of them's taking a leak and then,
right,
like,
exactly.
Wicket steals their speeder bike and they're like, huh?
I love them to death. I'll get a million. I'll get that and whatever they have carded without the bike because I think they're doing it that way, too.
Oh, cool.
Do they come with a speeder bike?
Yeah, one of them comes with a speeder bike. And the speeder bike actually looks nice.
Not good.
Jabba's whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, Jabba's cool. It's just, you know, I'm never going to build like a Jabba's Palace diorama. It's hard enough to do in, you know, regular scale.
How
six
big is
scale
Jabba?
Would be like a bajillion dollars.
Sanity.
How big is he?
Yeah. Compared to like the other figures.
I don't know. He's probably about the size of Jace's computer monitor.
Is he to scale with the other figures?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Is there a slave Leia that can choke him out?
There is. She's currently warming the pegs of every store in the entire world that stocks Star Wars Black.
Yeah. So if you want her, you have so many chances to get her. It's not funny.
Like, I mean, like,
actually, in fact,
if you want to hold out for good paint, you can hold out for good paint. You can probably hold out for good paint for the next 6 years.
No, hold on. Stop saying that. Don't listen to Richard. Buy every one of these figures on the shelf right now. Just get. I want them out of the store. If you want Slave Leia, buy two. Because trust me, you'll never see her again. This is your only chance. She'll be a high collector's item. You won't regret spending the money on these figures.
I mean, maybe the figure is nice. I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, Greedo's nice, but he's everywhere, too. So
Greedo looks cool, though. There's about a million Greedos. And then there's the Black regular series. Did you see anything in those that you liked?
They're making Torin Fari, which is funny.
That's true. Yeah, they are.
What's the difference between the black regular series and the black fancy series?
The regular series are the three and three
It's the
quarters.
Original scale, three and three quarters.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
He looks good. Indoor looks
He does. Nice. It's just still Hoth Luke and, you know.
I like Hoth.
Messed up face, Luke.
Cool hand, Luke.
Another cool
hand, Luke.
Missing hand, Luke.
Cute. So, yeah. Plenty of those.
All right.
Oh, cool. New snowtroopers.
You always got to have snowtroopers because they look like they're pretty little skirts.
What's next?
There's your Torin Farr.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, she's like the last member of like Hoth Command that's not out.
It's true.
But really, that's... You know, like, it just... I don't know if it's just that I did not follow Toy Fair as closely, like, sitting at the front of the computer this year because it was on weekdays and I would be at work.
Minimates.
Or what? You'll see, even the Minimates stuff, like, wasn't super great.
That wasn't great, but I did
I'm not saying it's bad.
I did want to mention Godzilla Minimates, and that Godzilla looks the worst out of the three. But Gigan and Mothra look awesome. And they made Titanosaurus, which, you know, you gotta love Titanosaurus. He looks like a big giraffe.
And they showed off like the Guardians Legos.
Yeah, the Lego stuff was there. Guardian Legos.
The second wave of Lego movie stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently the Lego movie stuff was in a catalog back in December and we had missed it.
Yeah, we just
missed
it.
We were like, it'd be so cool if they made the spaceship. And they were like, apparently the spaceship was revealed in December.
I just wasn't paying attention because back then I wasn't paying attention to any movie stuff for Lego movie.
The Ecto-1 looks... I like the Ecto-1.
I don't. I mean, it's the biggest news story on the planet.
It really is. Like, my mom asked me if I'd seen this, which means that we've hit maximum fucking saturation for people having heard about it. I don't even know where the hell my mom would see it.
It's wacky.
Like, I don't think they have an ad for fucking Legos on, like, you know, the United States Association of Urological Nurses or whatever.
You never know.
So, you know, I don't fucking know.
So,
and my mom's not on Facebook, yeah. So.
But I liked a lot of what I saw, the Lego stuff.
Most of it wasn't new, but except for that. And
the Guardians.
Oh, God, the X-Men, the Blackbird X-Men set. Oh, boy, what a missed opportunity.
It does look like
shit. It looks terrible.
Yeah, I don't care about
and
that.
And the Sentinel looks like shit, too.
I don't care about that. The Guardians stuff looked pretty good, though.
Well, what I cared about the Black... I wanted a nice Blackbird from the X-Men.
You can buy that Blackbird and then build onto it.
I mean, I might. But, you know, part of the fun is buying a set that they've made and engineered 1,000 times.
I mean, I will say, looking at all this Guardians merchandise, I really hope this movie goes over super fucking well because every company has bought into it really deeply.
Like, it's a lot of money invested.
Like, it's fucking weird, man. It's making me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Okay, they've never, like, the last Marvel movie that they did, like, sets for was Iron Man 3. So,
yeah.
I don't know why they didn't care about Cap 2 or Thor 2, or if they just didn't have enough, like, time to develop anything or what. I mean, there's kind of, like, an Amazing Spider-Man set that's out. It's not really one. It's just Ultimate Electro. And, you know, a Spider-Man, and I guess it's close enough, but, like, Megablox actually has, like, the Amazing Spider-Man license.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Did.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, that Electro set. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they had the Sony Spider-Man movie license, because they have those old sets.
They showed a lot of Legos at Toy Fair, but I'd seen most of them, except for the Guardianship. No, I didn't. I hadn't seen the Star Destroyer yet. That was the first time I saw the new Star Destroyer that isn't $400. And it comes apart completely, so that's kind of cool. And it looks okay. I mean, I think it's going to be $60, so it's not terrible for $60. You can do worse. You can just pretend it's like a small-scale version of a Star Destroyer.
Yeah, you pretend it's very gigantic for ant-sized...
A Moon Destroyer. Not a Star Destroyer. It's, you know, the size. Yep.
A Planetoid Destroyer?
Yeah, Planetoid Destroyer. Asteroid Destroyer.
Moving on.
Why?
Well, we're almost... the Minimates really quick. It was just a Guardians wave. And then there was a best of wave of Marvel stuff. Which...
Oh, there's a Guardians Minimates wave?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Who's in it?
Everyone.
Yeah. Is it... Is it a new Nova?
The main people.
Is it a new Nova or is it?
No, it's not comics. It's
no,
normal.
I know, but I didn't know if they were going to add a Nova or is it just the Centurions or are they even in there?
I don't think they're. They only showed, I believe them. They showed, like, the thing that was weird was since there's so many Marvel movies coming out relatively close to one another, like, the three waves they revealed that were all brand new were all movie waves. It was Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Cap, Winter Soldier.
They'd shown those, I thought.
Oh.
What's the other one? Shit. Days of Future Past.
Days of Future Past, yeah.
Which is getting a Toys R Us wave.
Speaking of X-Men Legos, did you guys see that Kuso set that they're trying to get made of the X-Mansion?
No.
It's freaking huge.
Well, that means that if it does get made, they'll cut like the piece count in half.
Oh, God, the movie turtles. They look terrible.
Oh, the Street Fighter figures from that company I never heard of look nice.
Oh, yeah, I like those, too. Yeah, they look pretty well. They look pretty nice. For $20, it's not bad.
Yeah, I mean,
it'd be like the eighth time I buy Street Fighter's toys, but...
Maybe they'll just do all the World Warriors in, like, three waves, and then we'll be done and be good and be in a happy place and not have them come out as, like, you know, like Soda's last wave did, where it had really, really terrible quality control.
Yes.
Like, man, poor Zangief.
Boy, that was bad.
But I guess, like, the last big surprise thing, where it's something we'd never seen before, was the Four Horsemen Mythic Legends, I think they're called.
Oh, yeah. They looked awesome when I saw it.
They look really super cool, and when Jace told me about them, the very first thing I said, I was like, what scale are these?
Yeah.
Because if they're He-Man scale, I will buy a ton of them.
And then...
And if they're, you know, like, Outer Spaceman scale, I will have nothing to do with them.
And guess which scale they are?
Yeah, guess which one?
Outer Spaceman scale.
Yes!
They're Star Wars scale.
Oh, they look so stupid. I mean, in that size, like, that's just so...
I mean, no, they're cool.
No, they look great. They're sculpted great. I'm sorry, not that they look stupid. It's a stupid decision, and it's really stupid that they've done it.
I mean, you know, I guess they want to have their own thing and have it be, like, distinct from, you know, their identity as, like, these guys making stuff. But at the same time, it doesn't...
interchangeable and blah, blah, blah.
They don't fit with the Raven people.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they don't fit with the Gothtropolis characters or the, you know...
They just lost a... They lost...
Seven kingdoms.
Thousands of dollars, I think, with that decision.
I mean, I don't know. We'll see. And they actually talked about it on their Facebook page and about why they chose to do it that way and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that's fine. We're going to have to agree to disagree because I'm not buying them.
I agree. I'm not going to get them.
You know, I have too many characters in that scale as it is.
Peace and love. Peace and love. I have too many things.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Yeah.
Oh, the Tenkai Knights people are making Pokemon and How to Train Your Dragon figures?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of stupid. It's
bizarre.
And I feel like there was... I mean,
I'm sure Funko showed off some stuff, but that's just because Funko seems to be, like, producing 97% of the world's, like, plastic action figure product.
Didn't they show, what's-its-face? The Legends line or whatever? Fantastic Mr. Fox. Legacy.
Oh, yeah, the Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yeah.
Which, those look cool. I don't know how they're going to be articulated.
I'm not going to buy them or anything, but they look all right.
I might get Mr. Fox.
We'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes. We'll see how they turn out. I'm interested in that because they're not, like, you know, like, designed after vintage Star Wars figures that I'm just, like, really kind of over and have been over for about 20 years.
And Bishojo female Jason Voorhees... And Freddy Krueger.
Those are amazing, though.
I can't wait for them.
Wait, those are real?
Yeah, those are real, I thought.
What side are they on? I'm trying to, like, find some of these toys you're talking about.
Robert sent me a link to IGN about them.
IGN, Jason Voorhees? You know, like, okay.
And they may as well just be, like, you know, cute girls cosplaying as them, but it's just, it's so funny
it's hilarious.
That that's how they're marketed.
I would like that.
Also, the Jason is ripped. Like...
I know.
That chick has abs that would give like bodybuilders like major fits of jealousy.
I mean, she looks way too good to be Jason Voorhees. She wasn't stuck under a lake for 16 years or whatever. No one's putting a potato sack on her face. Well, I guess they're not gonna show us big versions of it. That's okay. They're happening. It's a habit.
Well, they revealed the art for them. I don't think they revealed the sculpt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They didn't show sculpt. I was just trying to see a big picture of the art. Yeah. They just look ridiculous.
Jason looks like a, like, she looks like a gunslinger except for the hockey mask.
Except for the hockey mask.
You know?
It's great.
She looks like a cowboy.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
I mean, it's the open coat that does it. It looks too much like, you know, like a rancher's thing.
I agree. It's pretty funny.
But hot pants and fishnets Freddy is like the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's too much.
Like, they've really gone to like a fucking dumb place with these figures.
Gonna cut you.
And I love it.
I gotta go get my nails done.
Make sure not to dream of me, boys.
You're sharpening on your face.
Oh my god.
Stupid.
So anyway, I guess it's as good a place as any to wrap up with Toy Fair, because, you know.
Yeah. Because, yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations, everyone.
Yay.
Congratulations. You've won.
Yeah.
What did I win?
Spamware.
Spamware.
Oh.
So sadly, we must leave you guys. But in the wait between episodes, there's always things for you guys to do. Such as go to our website at www.planbanter.com, home of Plan Banter. You can find us on Twitter at Plan Banter, and you can email us at planbanter@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/planbanter. Go like us. And while you're liking us on there, why don't you go like Chris Kinzel Photography? And everyone be sure to check out the Twitter for Chris's photography, at Kinzel Photos. You know, if you want to listen to some music, you can find Jason's band, Clinch. At Clinch Band, and clinchmusic.com and reverbnation.com/clinch, and also facebook.com/clinch. You can also find our friends Engineer Nerd of tvandfilmtoys.com. You can find him on Twitter at Engineer Nerd, and you can also listen to him on the Action Figure Blues podcast, which is found at actionfigureblues.com. You can follow them on Twitter at afblues. Our friend Grey Matter Splat, at Grey Matter Splat. Our friend David at fakeeyes22. Our friend Lemon Juice McGee at Lemon Juice McGee. And our very special pal, Newton Gimmick, at Newton Gimmick, him of InfiniteHollywood.com, and a sometimes contributor to UnderscoopFire.com. Shazam! We'll be right back.